Ronald D. Moore has one of the coolest jobs in Hollywood. He gets to play God in worlds of his own creation. Moore reimagined the cheesy old sci-fi show Battlestar Galactica as this gripping, morally complicated allegory for the war on terror. His new series, Caprica, resumes next month. It is a prequel to his Battlestar Galactica, with Eric Stoltz as a Bill Gates-type character whose artificial intelligence technology will eventually destroy civilization.
Our physical body, what do you mean?
Yes.
Like a robot?
Robot is a crude name for what we're talking about. This is a cybernetic life form.
It's still a machine.
It's artificial skin,
cold,
eyes,
dead,
hair, makeup. Yes, but these are surface details.
That's what we always tell our children, isn't it?
What matters is on the inside.
But sci-fi wasn't an early love for Ron Moore. He grew up in a small town in Southern California as a standard-issue military brat, until a certain TV show changed his life.
Be the captain of this Enterprise, Mr. Spock. Find a logical reason for sparing the Hulkans and make it stick.
Star Trek was originally on the air on NBC from 1966 to early 1969. Three seasons, 79 episodes, and I didn't really start watching it until 1973, 1974. So it was in strip syndication, where it was on 5 days a week, which was even better, because then I could watch it every day after school.
We're human beings with the blood of a million savage years on our hands. But we can stop it. We can admit that we're killers, but we're not going to kill today.
I was a Kirk fan. I mean, I thought Kirk was the ultimate hero, and I wanted to be Kirk. He had it all. He had a sense of humor, and yet there was this sort of loneliness of command that they always played, and there was something noble about that and something self-sacrificing, and he always, you know, his only mistress was his ship, and there was something about that sort of romantic idea of a man and his ship that I always loved and just kind of spoke to me as a young boy.
Welcome home, Captain.
I started pirating my own episodes. I had an audio recorder. A standard audio cassette recorder that my dad had that he let me borrow, and I would set it next to the television speaker and record episodes. And many a night I can remember drifting off to bed listening to episodes of the Starship Enterprise. And to this day, I'll watch an episode from the original series, say, and I'll know exactly what sound cue is coming up, but I might be surprised by what's actually on screen because I kind of remember it like a radio show.
Kirk to Enterprise. Scotty?
Scotty here, Captain.
We're ready to beam up.
I don't know that I was aware of the nerdy, Trekkie kind of stereotype for quite some time, mercifully so. I was in college, and I had a Captain Kirk poster in my dorm room, and people started going, oh, he's one of those geeks. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like everybody likes Star Trek, don't you? I left Cornell my senior year. I sort of flunked out, sort of. When you stop going to class completely, they call it flunking out. They ask you to leave. So I left. And I just sort of started life over when I didn't have a future anymore. And I moved to L.A. and was sleeping on a friend's floor and taking a bunch of odd jobs. And eventually I started dating this girl who found out that I was a fan of the original Star Trek series. And she had a connection to Star Trek The Next Generation, which was in its second season of production at that point. And she said, oh, you know, well, I know people over at Next Gen, and I could get you a tour of the sets. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I just sat down, and I took a shot for no real reason. I just decided I was going to write an episode. And I sat down and wrote an episode of Next Generation, and I tucked it under my arm, and I brought it with me on the set tour. And I conned the guy that was giving me the set tour into reading it, and he liked it. And it turned out he was one of Gene Roddenberry's assistants. And suddenly I was there and I was writing for Star Trek. And I wrote The Adventures of the Enterprise week after week. I stood on its bridge, I sat in its captain's chair, and eventually I would kill Captain Kirk. I co-wrote Star Trek Generations. And in that movie, we killed Captain Kirk, and you know, I literally killed my childhood hero.
Did we do it? Did we make a difference?
Oh, yes. We made a difference. Thank you.
Least I could do. For the captain of the Enterprise.
it's a very deep, tender place on some level. I really wanted to do that, to write the last chapter, because then that made him human and made him one of us, and somehow it made him real.
Ronald D. Moore's Siri Caprica is on the Sci-Fi Channel, and the first season resumes in October. Studio 360's Eric Molinsky produced our story. Has a TV show or movie or any other work of art changed your life? If so, let us know about it. Share your story at studio360.org. Coming up, the new sound of the California-Mexico borderland. Shake it up. The music of Nortec Collective. That's just shake ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Shake it up. Stay with us.
Support for Studio 360 is provided by Kohler, dedicated to helping people save water without sacrificing performance or great design. For more information on how you can save water and support Habitat for Humanity, visit SaveWaterAmerica.com.